2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah began to reign being 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of Jehovah and repaired them. And he brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them into the open place eastward. And he said to them, "Hear me, ye Levites, hallow yourselves now, and hallow the house of Jehovah the God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the sanctuary. For our fathers have transgressed, and done evil in the sight of Jehovah our God, and have forsaken him, and turned away their faces from the habitation of Jehovah, and have turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense nor offered up burnt offerings in the sanctuary to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of Jehovah has been upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to vexation, to desolation, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. And behold, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Jehovah the God of Israel, that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, be not now negligent, for Jehovah has chosen you to stand before him, to do service unto him, and to be his ministers and incense burners." Then the Levites rose up, Mahath the son of Amasai, and Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari. Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jehalaleel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zimah, and Eden, the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri and Jael, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Heman, Jehiel and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah and Uzziel. And they gathered their brethren and hallowed themselves and came, according to the commandment of the king by the words of Jehovah, to cleanse the house of Jehovah. And the priests went into the inner part of the house of Jehovah to cleanse it, and carried forth all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of Jehovah unto the court of the house of Jehovah. And the Levites took it to carry it forth into the brook Kidron. And they began on the first of the first month to hallow, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the porch of Jehovah, and they hallowed the house of Jehovah 8 days. And on the 16th day of the first month they made an end. And they went in to King Hezekiah and said, "We have cleansed all the house of Jehovah, and the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, and the table of the bread to be set in rows, and all its vessels. And all the vessels that King Ahaz in his reign cast away in his transgression have we prepared and hallowed, and behold, they are before the altar of Jehovah." And Hezekiah the king arose early, and gathered the princes of the city, and went up to the house of Jehovah. And they brought 7 bullocks, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them upon the altar of Jehovah. And they slaughtered the bullocks, and the priests received the blood, and sprinkled it on the altar. And they slaughtered the rams, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. And they slaughtered the lambs, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. And they brought near the he-goats of the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them, and the priests slaughtered them, and they made purification for sin with their blood upon the altar, to make an atonement for all Israel, because for all Israel, said the king, is the burnt offering and the sin offering. And he set the Levites in the house of Jehovah with cymbals, with lutes, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet, for the commandment was of Jehovah through his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded to offer up the burnt offering on the altar. And at the moment the burnt offering began, the song of Jehovah began, and the trumpets accompanied by the instruments of David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, all the time until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had ended offering the burnt offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. And King Hezekiah and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise to Jehovah with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and bowed their heads and worshipped. And Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves to Jehovah. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart, burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks, 100 rams, 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to Jehovah. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. Only the priests were too few, and they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Therefore their brethren the Levites helped them, until the work was ended, and until the priests had hallowed themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to hallow themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings, and with the drink offerings for the burnt offering. And the service of the house of Jehovah was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly,